In Parshas B'Shalach that we read during Pesach, the Torah describes the events leading up to Kriyas Yam Suf. The pasuk says, "Epari hikriv," and Pari approached, "V'yisu b'nei Yisrael saneim," and Klal Yisrael lifted their eyes, "V'hinei Mitzrayim nosei achrem," and behold, the Egyptian army were pursuing them from behind. "V'ir mo'ayt," and they were very afraid. "V'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem," and the Eden cried out to Hashem. And the pasuk uses the expression "V'yitzaku," and Hashem responds to Moshe, "Ma'atitzek alai." Why are they crying out to me? Dabar b'nei Yisrael b'yiso. Speak to the Jewish people and let them journey forward. So it seems as though their prayers were not answered at the Yam Suf. But the question is, every morning during Shacharis, in the paragraph of Acharis Yom HaBris, we say, "V'teres ani avaseinu b'Mitzrayim," and you saw the afflictions of our forefathers in Mitzrayim, "V'zakasam shemata Yam Suf," and you heard their cries at the Yam Suf. So here it seems that their prayers were answered. So this appears to be a blatant contradiction. Were their tefillahs answered at the Yam Suf or not? So one saw a fascinating explanation. If we look at the words very carefully, we'll notice something subtle but very profound. Two nearly identical words are used to describe crying out in prayer. Tza'aka with a tzaddik and za'aka with a zayin. The Torah uses tza'aka, v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael el Hashem, and Hashem responds, ma'atitzek aloi. But in the Siddur, it says za'aka, v'zakasam shemata Yam Suf. So you might say, what's the difference? But we know the principle. There are no synonyms in Lashon Kodesh. Each word has a unique meaning. As proof, Rav Shimshon Pinkus in the Sefer She'arim B'Tefillah lists 13 forms of tefillah and includes both tza'aka and za'aka as different types. So if the Torah tells us that they offered the tza'aka at the sea, why does the Siddur say that it was a za'aka that was heard? So let me share with you an extraordinary idea. And this is so fundamental to how we understand tefillah and why it seems that sometimes our prayers are not being answered. In Parshas Shemos, the Torah describes the suffering and the torment that Klal Yisrael experienced in Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "V'yomas melech Mitzrayim," the king of Egypt died, "V'yanchi b'nei Yisrael min avoda," and Klal Yisrael groaned from their hard labor, "V'yza'aku," and they cried out in prayer. Here, the word used is za'aka, the kind of crying that comes from a deep pain and brokenness. They were pleading with Hashem for mercy. Yet, oddly enough, their suffering only intensified. Parah's death did not only not relieve their pain, it made things worse. So what happened to their za'aka Mitzrayim? Was it ignored? Was it tossed in a big dumpster in Shemayim? And the answer is a resounding no. No prayer is ever ignored. Every tefillah is heard. So what happened to their prayers? So Hashem took all of their heartfelt prayers, all their za'akas that the Eden cried out in Mitzrayim, and He placed them in His heavenly vault. And He said, "These tefillahs are too valuable. These prayers are too precious to me. I know that the Jewish people are suffering right now. But there will come a time when there will be an even greater danger. And that is when I'll use these tefillos to save them." So fast forward many decades later to Kriyas Yam Suf. The Jews are trapped. They offered the tza'aka, "V'yitzaku el Hashem," but it was not enough. Hashem says, "Ma'atitzek alai." Why do they cry out to me? That tza'aka, the Yam Suf, wasn't powerful enough to bring about a miracle. So Hashem reached into His vault, the one where He stores His most heartfelt, His most treasured tefillos, and He pulls out that za'aka from 100 years earlier in Mitzrayim. And that is the prayer He used to split the sea. And that saved the Jewish people from oblivion. And that is why in the Siddur we say, "V'zakasam shemata Yam Suf." Hashem did not hear the za'aka of that moment. He heard the za'aka at the sea, the za'aka that they cried out in Mitzrayim all those years earlier. Those prayers were finally answered when they needed it most. So every morning during Shacharis, in the paragraph of Acharis Yom HaBris, when we say "V'zakasam shemata al Yam Suf," we are reminding ourselves of something very profound. Every prayer is answered, but sometimes it takes time. If our tefillah isn't answered right away, it might be because it was so powerful, it was so precious, that Hashem stored it away, and He will use it in an even more desperate time. Tefillah isn't a light switch, it's a seed. Sometimes it sprouts the next day, and sometimes it waits quietly in the soil of Shemayim until the exact moment it's meant to grow. So keep davening, because the tefillahs we whisper today might just be the miracles we walk through tomorrow. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.